This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations said Wednesday more than 20,000 people are homeless and many are still missing after a volcano eruption in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo that killed dozens and continues to cause strong earthquakes in the nearby city of Goma. Saturday's eruption sent rivers of lava streaming down hillsides, destroying hundreds of homes and forcing thousands to flee, but stopped 300 meters short of Goma's airport, the main hub for aid operations in the east of Congo. The ash cloud caused by the eruption has closed down two airports in the country and is likely to cause respiratory diseases, according to the UN. It claims people who fled their homes have lost valuable possessions, including motorcycles that were either consumed by the lava flow or looted. More than 200 small or medium earthquakes have since caused cracks in the buildings and streets in Goma, just 15 kilometers, about 9 miles from the volcano. The United States top diplomat traveled to Egypt on Wednesday, continuing a diplomatic mission aimed at shoring up a ceasefire that ended an 11-day war between Israel and the Gaza Strip's ruling Hamas militant group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Cairo a day after holding intensive talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. He is also traveling to Jordan to meet with leaders there. Blinken has vowed to rally international support to rebuild the destruction in hard-hit Gaza while promising to make sure that none of the aid reaches Hamas. He is instead trying to bolster Hamas's rival, the internationally recognized Palestinian Authority. This is Blinken's first trip to the Middle East as Secretary of State. You can read more on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad voted on Wednesday in an election certain to extend his rule over a country ruined by war. He cast his ballot in the former rebel stronghold of Douma, where a suspected chemical weapons attack in 2018 prompted Western airstrikes. Fighting in Syria has killed hundreds of thousands of people and driven 11 million people from their homes, about half the country's population. The election is being dismissed as fraudulent by his enemies and is set to deliver Assad 7 more years in power and extend his family's rule to 6 decades. The opposition is boycotting the vote, claiming Assad's presidential rivals are intentionally low-key candidates meant to lose. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's former top advisor told lawmakers Wednesday the British government failed the public by not having adequate planning in place for the coronavirus pandemic. Dominic Cummings, who stepped down in December, apologized for the inadequate response to the crisis when it emerged early last year. COVID-19 has claimed nearly 128,000 lives in Britain, the fifth highest official death toll in the world. Cummings says the response gone off to a slow start, as he says many government officials were skiing in the middle of February. He claims it wasn't until the last week of February that there was any sense of urgency, and he repeatedly singled out Health Secretary Matt Hancock, alleging he lied to colleagues on numerous occasions and could have been fired for at least 15 or 20 things. In response, Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Parliament he took full responsibility, but insisted decision-making during the pandemic had been appallingly difficult. He said Wednesday the government acted with the intention to save lives using the best scientific advice. The European Union is accusing AstraZeneca of a flagrant violation of its contract to rapidly build up coronavirus vaccine production capacity in the bloc as it began legal action against the drug giant Wednesday. The EU is suing in a bid to force it to deliver 90 million more doses of its COVID-19 vaccine before July, arguing it failed in its contractual duty by handing over only a quarter of what it promised for the first quarter of 2021. AstraZeneca delivered only 30 million out of the 120 million it was contracted to supply. The company claims the contract only stipulated it make best reasonable efforts and that production was hit by unavoidable delays. But a lawyer for the EU argued in court Wednesday a Dutch AstraZeneca plant continued for several weeks last year to supply Britain and markets other than the EU, failing to make the best effort to step up production at its EU site. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.